KQED.
In the Salinas Valley, small farm towns like Soledad and Greenfield dot Highway 101. Most farm workers there are from Mexico, and an increasing number are indigenous people from Oaxaca and other Mexican states. In fact, almost a quarter of all the indigenous Mexicans in California live in this region. They speak languages like Mixteco, Zapoteco, and Triqui. If they speak Spanish at all, it's a second language. That can create communication barriers in work, school, and healthcare. Reporter Lisa Morehouse visited the Salinas Valley and reports how one hospital is trying to serve them.
This is Petra León. She lives in Castroville and picks strawberries for a living, and she's one of more than 20,000 indigenous people from Mexico who live in the Salinas Valley. She says at the medical clinic closest to her, no one speaks her language, Mixteco, and she doesn't understand a lot of the things her doctor says. But here, at Natividad Medical Center in Salinas, León is joined by Angelica Isidro. She speaks Mixteco and Spanish and is a key part of the hospital's new language interpretation program. Petra León is pregnant, and she's planning on giving birth at Natividad. Dr. Peter Chandler shows her the labor and delivery unit.
So Petra, I'm Dr. Chandler. I'm the director of the unit here, and I'm just really happy you chose to have your baby here.
To bridge the language gap, there are two interpreters here, Mixteco speaker Angelica Isidro and language access coordinator Victor Sosa. He oversees all interpretation at Natividad. These four do a sort of language relay from English to Spanish to Mixteco and back again.
Gracias por saludarme. Me dio gusto saludarlos.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And today I wanted to show you the unit. We have a
As a safety net hospital, Natividad cares for patients regardless of their ability to pay. Indigenous Mexicans make up only about 2% of the hospital's patients. But Chandler says when he came here 6 years ago, every once in a while he'd be in an emergency situation with an indigenous patient with no way of communicating.
You can imagine how stressful that is. It really pushed us to say, you know, we need to do something.
Many hospitals will pull in people with language skills when they can, but what Natividad started a couple years ago is unique. They collected specific data about patients and language use. They made real ties with indigenous community leaders, and they gave indigenous speakers 40 hours of formal training and interpretation. Now they have a network of 35 trained indigenous interpreters and have 30 more people they can turn to in a pinch.
This is a typical room here. When you come in to deliver, the nurse will bring you in here. You'll find it's very
comfortable. Chandler says interactions like this help build trust. He can answer any questions and address potential emergency situations like cesarean sections well ahead of delivery.
Thank you for letting me know that happens when some women are not able to have their child.
Funding for the program comes from community and family foundations and from the area's successful farm families.
I've never even heard of some of these languages. Now I'm finding out that they're actually thousands of years old.
John D'Arrigo is a third-generation Salinas Valley farmer. Standing in his vineyard, he says there's a major labor shortage here, with the children of his farm workers aspiring to more lucrative jobs. He rallied other farmers to fund indigenous interpretation training and services.
They are our future. We survive on the work that they do for us. We have to take care of them. It's more of a social responsibility.
Because these indigenous languages are regional, when a patient comes to the hospital's registration office, they can point to where they're from on a map of Mexico, and staff can narrow down what language they might speak. But it can get even more complicated. Each language can have dozens of different dialects. Interpreter Angelica Isidro.
Cuando tuvieran una persona...
So when the patient was identified from a certain town, we had a pretty good idea of what dialect they spoke.
Victor Sosa says they found cultural interpretation to be as important as language. He remembers going to labor and delivery with an interpreter to check on a young Mixteco mother.
The nurse was worried that the mother was not bonding with the baby.
And was hesitant to discharge them. The new mom handed the baby back to the nurse as soon as she breastfed and didn't soothe the baby when she cried. The Mixteco interpreter stepped in to explain, saying,
in our culture, when new mothers deliver, they're treated like queens. They don't let them do anything. The mother-in-law, the family comes, and they cook for her. They change they care for the child. She's in bed all the time.
The hospital staff is learning about their patients' traditional healing practices. Other medical centers are recognizing Natividad's work. Victor Sosa says he gets calls from hospitals in New York, Indiana, and Florida, hoping to find someone who can help doctors communicate with their indigenous patients from Mexico. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Salinas.
We've got photos of doctors and translators at Natividad. Check them out at our website, californiareport.org.